This is a Carlisle ValueCast, brought to you by the Carlisle Group. ValueCast brings you insights from our One Carlisle Network, providing analysis, data, and observations to help you navigate the global economy and top-of-mind issues in news. The Carlisle Group. Invest wisely. Create value.
Greetings and welcome to Carlisle ValueCast. I'm Chris Ullman, head of Carlisle's Global Communications. Thank you for joining us on this latest installment of our Three Questions podcast series. And our guest today is Genevieve Sangudi, Managing Director in our Sub-Saharan Africa Investment Team. Welcome, Genevieve.
Thank you for having me, Chris.
First question, tell us about the investment climate in Sub-Saharan Africa.
After a decade of robust growth and increased foreign direct investment, there has been a slowdown over the last 12 months, particularly in South Africa and Nigeria, the continent's two largest economies. Most major currencies have also weakened, and performance of capital markets, generally speaking, across the continent has been sluggish over this period. As a result, we are beginning to see an investment climate that is characterized by a reduction in competition, with less hot money actively pursuing deals, more motivated sellers, and thus the opportunity for more proprietary transactions at reasonable valuations. This makes the investment climate in Sub-Saharan Africa quite attractive for us. And with the capital that we have to bear, as well as our deep operational resources, we will be able to take advantage of numerous investment opportunities. We are particularly excited about opportunities we are seeing in Kenya, Tanzania, and Ethiopia, as well as select opportunities in South Africa that have a regional reach. We are focused on sectors that cater to the region's growing middle class, including fast-moving consumer goods, telecommunications, and logistics, as well as businesses with a component of their revenues in hard currency. With nearly a billion people, favorable demographics, and increasing political stability, Sub-Saharan Africa remains an attractive destination for private equity capital.
Question two, how would you describe the value proposition for private equity in Sub-Saharan Africa?
Private equity in Sub-Saharan Africa is still at a relatively early stage of development and can play a meaningful role in the development of the private sector while delivering meaningful risk-adjusted returns for investors. Private equity capital has fueled significant growth in a number of key sectors, including financial services, telecoms, and agribusiness, which in turn has driven overall economic activity across the continent. Additionally, public markets in Sub-Saharan Africa outside of South Africa, tend to be small and illiquid and aren't necessarily reflective of the broader economy. Thus, we believe that private equity is the most attractive way to access the Africa growth story.
Question three, can you give us an example of how private equity actually creates value in the companies that you invest in?
In January 2014, the Carlisle Sub-Saharan Africa Fund acquired a majority stake in J&J Africa, a Pan-African logistics company specializing in road transportation along the Beira Corridor, one of Southern Africa's key trade routes. Since making the investment, we have focused on transforming the company from a founder-led business into a professionally run company with independent management and world-class corporate governance. We have spearheaded the recruitment of key executives, particularly in the finance function, as well as relevant board members. We have also supported the company in an accretive bolt-on acquisition, which has expanded its geographic reach as well as increased its market share. We've also utilized our global networks to help the company expand its customer base and have helped the company optimize its sourcing capabilities, particularly in the United States. We aim to be value-added partners to all of the businesses that we invest in Sub-Saharan Africa, and these are just a few examples of how we have driven value creation at J&J.
Genevieve, thank you for sharing your thoughts on the Sub-Saharan investment climate and the role of private equity in value creation. And to our listeners, thank you for joining us on Carlisle ValueCast.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. For more information, go to our website at www.carlisle.com. This has been a Carlisle ValueCast podcast.